City of Powell River councillors have received correspondence relating to a Safer Streets project and are awaiting responses from the public at 2 public consultation sessions. At the April 4 committee of the whole meeting, directors considered 2 items of correspondence regarding the planned Maple, Sycamore Safety Project for Townsite, which pledges a $500,000 project to calm traffic as part of an active transportation corridor. Councillor George Doubt made a motion to receive the letters for information and consider them as part of the community consultation that is going to happen on April 11 and 12. Councillor Jim Palm said important points were raised in the correspondence and in one of the letters, reference was made to Willow Avenue as being the preferable corridor. I'd like a little clarification from staff because I'm not quite sure where we are at in the process in terms of consultation, said Palm. I think we were told at one point by staff that the original design was going to be brought forward for consultation, and my question is, with the feedback we have received in regard to Willow Avenue, will that be part of the consultation process when the public is engaged? Manager of Planning Services Daniela Ferguson said public consultation on the rotation of routes has already been conducted. The engagement that is happening next week is on what kind of infrastructure will be going on Maple Avenue, said Ferguson. It's not on whether the project is happening on Maple or Willow. Palm said he is concerned, because of so much talk in the neighborhood, and that the public has expressed numerous times that they would like to see Willow Avenue as part of the engagement. We say we are looking at this through the lens of the official community plan, which only looks at Maple Avenue, said Palm. I think we are doing the public a great disservice in not opening it up broader, for more input from residents who live in the neighborhood. I would like to see it directed back to staff to bring forward a report on how council can engage the open houses to include some type of reference or communication process to allow the residents to weigh in on their concerns, and also reference Willow Avenue. Councillor Cindy Elliott raised a point of order, indicating that Palm was addressing issues that have been debated and decided upon by council already. He's asking to revisit a decision that we made in council, said Elliott. We're just commenting at this point on a letter. I hear in the letter that there are concerns about how serious the accessibility and parking will be, and I want to assure people I take that very seriously, and I'm pretty sure staff does, too. The point of order is that it is not the appropriate place to ask to have things sent back to staff on a matter that has already been decided by council. Committee Chair Councillor Rob Southcott said he upheld Elliott's point of order. The issue here is that staff works according to existing bylaws, said Southcott. I'm confident that staff will not stand in the way of residents who turn up at that consultation, providing whatever comments they might. Doubt said there was a motion on the floor to receive the 2 letters for information and consider them in the light of the consultation that is going to happen April 11 and 12. We have a project outline that we've invited the public to speak to us about, said Doubt. Everybody in the public who wants to speak can come and do it. I'm not in favor of predetermining what the public will say. Council will then get an opportunity to look at all of what we've learned and make a determination about what to do. We should receive these pieces of information and make an orderly determination of what we want to do in that part of town. Mayor Ron Wasnow said there was a process, and so after the consultation, staff will bring back a recommendation, and at that point, council will decide whether to accept that recommendation. Council will weigh the discussions that have been taking place on the new strategic plan that we're all working on, added Wasnow. Elliott said the question around Willow Avenue has been asked and answered. She said should the city decide to not proceed with this project and focus on something different, such as a different street, that would mean giving up this grant and canceling the project. This particular project can't shift streets, said Elliott. It's not allowable under the grant. The motion to receive correspondence carried.